good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good afternoon on this beautiful Saturday. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Today, ladies and gentlemen, on the program, in the first hour, we're going to have a special guest from the Holy Land. His name is Gideon Levy. He's an Israeli journalist, works for Haaretz. He is a member of its editorial board. Haaretz is one of the largest and widest distributed newspaper in Israel. Like I said, he's a member of the Haaretz editorial board and a former spokesman for Shimon Peres. He's one of those Israelis that very much like to see peace in the Middle East. You can see a recurring theme in his articles of what he calls the moral blindness of the Israeli society to the effects of its acts of war and occupation, an attitude which he attributes to the systematic dehumanization of Israel's neighbors. During the 2006 Israeli or Israel-Lebanon conflict, he joined a distinct minority of Israeli commentators by rejecting the view that this was a just war whose civilian casualties were unbearable and acceptable. Gideon Levy was born in 1955 in Tel Aviv as a child of European immigrants. From 1978 to 1982, he served along with Yossi Belen as aide to Shimon Peres. Since 1982, he writes for the Israeli daily Haaretz, where in 1986 he first reported about the occupation and Palestinian life under the occupation. In 1996, he was awarded the Emil Grunzweig Human Rights Award by the Association for Civil Rights in Israel. Before we go to Gideon, I would like just to comment on... Now, when we get Gideon on, I believe we will be talking to him. Okay, it looks like we're having a bit of a problem getting hold of him. It is about 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning there in Jerusalem. So we will continue trying to get hold of him. But today, the president's speech, let's talk about what's next for the U.S. The president's saying that the Democrats need to stop mingling in his policies in the Middle East and just to wait until he fixes things up. And then we have Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is the supposedly the second in command with al-Qaeda, came out today and said, no, don't pull your troops out before we destroy them. Interesting. Every time George Bush needs help to scare us, Ayman al-Zawahiri is always there. We'll pick up that thought after we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Current Issues. Let's see. We were talking about the speech that George Bush made today. And also, we also have, at the same time, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who is the second in command with al-Qaeda, came out saying that we don't want you to pull out your troops because we want to destroy it. Every time, if anyone has been keeping tab on this, every time George Bush is in a big problem and he needs help, we always have either a video that will show up on Al Jazeera or an audio recording by either Osama bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri. For the last 2 years, though, it has been Ayman al-Zawahiri who is been sending out these messages. There's something funny and fishy about this, ladies and gentlemen. The timing of these videos from al-Qaeda, it's always when George Bush needs help, and it's always to still install the same fear in our mind that al-Qaeda is out there to destroy us. And so far, after 5 years of war on terrorism, war on al-Qaeda, we don't really have much to show of al-Qaeda. We really don't have much to show. It is true there is a group in Iraq right now. They call themselves al-Qaeda. They are very much despised by the Iraqi resistance, and they are very small and insignificant. So they're not a threat. They're not a threat to us here. They're not a threat to us because now if we are at war with Al-Qaeda, don't you think that we would have seen some type of operations for them here in the United States? It's not that it's so hard for them to send some people through the Mexican border. And I'm wondering how many did we catch if some of them had slipped through, all the millions of immigrants that we – not immigrants, the illegal people who come over across the border. Isn't it amazing that every time George Bush needs help, Al-Qaeda is there to provide him with the help he needs so he can – it's like they give him a shot in the arm every time he needs it. And let's really talk about the proper thing to do here with Iraq. The Democrats want him to pull out the troops. Hillary Clinton yesterday said something about we want to revoke the act, the Authorization Act, the War Authorization Act that the Congress had given George Bush back in October 2001 to actually go after Al-Qaeda. And it is sad when we hear our congressmen and women talking about that we had the wrong intelligence. It's sad when we spend in billions of dollars and we get these people to lie to us, think we are that stupid that we will believe that they did not have the proper intelligence about Iraq and why we are going to war with Iraq and why we went to war with Iraq. But at that time, before the war even started, almost everyone in Congress was jumping and supporting the war against Iraq. Even though they knew, because we have been in this truth movement from day one and before the war even started, we were saying there is no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Saddam Hussein is not a threat to anyone in the region or to us here. But yet, our propaganda machine, including the president and the Congress, they convinced the majority of people in the United States that we do need to go to war against Iraq. Now we know the truth. And if we knew the truth with the limited capabilities that we have in the truth movement, as you know, we don't have the billions of dollars that other media outlets have. We don't have the billions of dollars that the CIA has. Even with that, we knew that the premises and the pretenses that they have used to go to war against Iraq was wrong, not from day one, but before day one. We knew it before that this is a big lie, and we have been talking about it since then, that it was a big lie. If we knew it was a big lie, I guarantee you they knew it was a big lie. Don't tell me Congress with its own intelligence sources and the billions of dollars we spend on staff and experts to go and testify in front of Congress. But you know what? In the beginning, the people who were going to testify were the people who were pushing for the war for years and years and years to start with. They had Paul Wolfowitz to go in front of them and sell the war. They had other people like Bill Kristol of the Standard, of the Weekly Standard, who is a well-known Zionist and a well-known enemy of Iraq and a well-known Israel firster. We had Richard Perle. We had all these people in the media, the people who wrote and planned this invasion way back in the 1980s and the 1990s, and they tried to get President Clinton to go and attack Iraq under the same premises But he refused. I think everyone understands now clearly that our elected officials back then, Republicans and Democrats, they both knew that it was just a bunch of BS and garbage that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and Iraq was a threat to us. They knew it. If we knew it, I guarantee you, they knew it. The media knew it. The question that every American needs to start working on now, there is no way on earth we can solve this problem until we know what the problem is. Why did we go to Iraq? It was not this BS about war on terrorism, because most terrorists, and I put that in quotation marks, most so-called terrorists that are fighting us, they became against us, and they became terrorists after we invaded. The Iraqi resistance that is fighting the occupation army, our occupation army, they were not our enemies before we went and attacked their country. They had nothing to do with 9/11, and it's not them saying that. It's our own government that said Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Iraq had nothing to do with bin Laden. Saddam had no links to bin Laden. But as you know, we don't want to beat up on a dead horse. All of you understand that. So we need to move on. We need to move on to, okay, where do we go from here? Should we bring the troops back? And then what? Come back defeated? Humiliated? Like I said yesterday, it was a trap to bring the United States into this war. It was a trap by people who did not like the hegemony of the United States. They did not like the control of the United States being the only superpower in the world and wanting to push everyone around. After the fall of the Soviet Union, we became very much the big boy on the block. And other people did not like it. Other people wanted for the United States to be weakened enough. They wanted to put our nose in the mud and then say, okay, you've had enough. Now you can go. Because I guarantee you, it was who benefited out of this. You've got any time there is an action, you have got to ask yourself, what was the motive? That's the first question they ask when there is a crime, and this is definitely a huge crime. Definitely a huge crime. How, whatever force that was in play, how were they able to put their own people in positions of policy within the United States government that is controlling our armed forces? How did it happen? What steps had to be taken before they put Paul Wolfowitz, who is a Zionist and an Israel firster? We'll continue with this because everyone needs to understand how this thing works and what can we do from here. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Hisham Tilawi, and you're listening to Current Issues. Current Issues, the radio show. As most of you know, we also have Current Issues, the TV show, that airs on Tuesday evenings, and you can catch it at on the Internet by going to www.currentissues.tv. And also, you can email us using that same website. We do have a section there for comments, and we would like to hear from you. And also, we welcome your phone calls if you would like to weigh in on what we're talking about. It's getting to be a boring subject, but as long as the troops are in Iraq and as long as we are under the knife, so to speak, then we will continue talking about it until we find a solution that is good for the country. Not good for Republicans and not good for Democrats, because definitely it has been since day one where the Republicans are trying to capitalize on God knows what, but I'm sure by the time the election rolls, you know, you have seen the 10 Republicans a couple of days ago. And every one of them talked about what he's going to do. You know what? I want to go back to I'll come back and talk about the debate and the Republican candidates, because there was something interesting from the poll results on the Internet as far as how each one of them did and how good he performed. But before the break, I was talking about we must ask for an independent inquiry, ladies and gentlemen. The only way we're going to find a solution for the problem is if we know what happened and why it happened. We went there, killed a lot of people, destroyed a country, and I want to go ahead and say that we also were victims. The United States, the people of the United States were also victimized by this war. This is the biggest tragedy that ever happened to us, much less the Iraqis or anybody else there who lost his life. But to us, we are being victimized by this because it took a country that is the United States and very much ruined it. It was to somebody's benefit. There's few people who became under the first administration of George Bush that, by the way, most of them are not even there now. And some of these people like Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, Elliot Abram, Scooter Libby, and many, many more. There's one link between these people. Number one, they're Zionists. And by Zionist, I mean, I'm not saying that they did this because they were Jewish, but there is a link between all of these people that they, even though they're probably, they're not religious Jews, but Jewishness is not just a religion these days, it's a state of mind. And these people, they call themselves Jews. I'm not saying they worked alone. We will be shooting ourselves in the foot if we just say, oh, this is a Jewish conspiracy. No. These people happen to be Jews who worked alongside some Gentiles who probably thought they were Zionist just to be in positions of power. And these people became the people who decided to go to war. Douglas Feith was the one who concocted the lies and the fabrications of Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and we can prove it, and within 45 days he can have a nuclear bomb, etc., etc. You know the drill on that one. And you remember the yellow cake that Joseph Wilson's wife was involved in, and they exposed her as a CIA operative or agent. You know that story. It was concocted, as a matter of fact, in Ariel Sharon's office, who also had another operation going on similar to the Office of Special Plans that Douglas Feith, who was over the Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon, who acted more like another CIA. So this office within Ariel Sharon's office had very much concocted with Douglas Feith, who's, by the way, is an Israeli. He's an Israeli. He lived in Israel. He had business in Israel. And they concocted the weapons of mass destruction and the yellow cake in Sharon's office, and they sold it to the President of the United States. Welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's continue with what we were talking about. There was a group of people known now as the neocons who very much took this country, and we don't want to keep repeating the same thing over and over again. But the only way we can solve this problem is if we start asking our congressmen and women that we are victims too. And we need to know what happened. You know, in Israel, when Israel attacked Lebanon last summer, now there is a committee that came out, studied the what happened there in Israel, and now they are calling for the resignation of the Prime Minister Olmert, Ehud Olmert. We had such a commission to study 9/11, it took 2 years to even decide on studying 9/11. And then by the time they got through the politicking, they decided that we're going to have five Democrats, five Republicans, co-chaired by a Republican and a Democrat, to come back with a report saying, don't blame me, I will not blame you. The president refused to testify, even though it was a friendly, a government-friendly commission. He refused to testify, and he insisted that if he is to testify, that it's not going to be on the record, and he insisted that Dick Cheney will be there with him to hold his hand. And, of course, the commission came out with a report that was a bunch of lies, basically. Because if we solve this problem, ladies and gentlemen, we will end up solving the 9/11 problem and why it happened, because they're very much linked. They're linked in the way that it was used as the new Pearl Harbor that these people asked for in their documents and in their writings, that we need an event like Pearl Harbor. Now, they did not say we need 9/11. They did not say we need an event so we can go and destroy Iraq. No, they said we need an event like Pearl Harbor so we can go and very much control the world militarily, because that's what Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl wanted. They wanted to secure the realm. Now, the document, the Clean Break document, was written for Prime Minister, then Prime Minister Netanyahu, back in 1996, for Israel to secure the realm in the Middle East. And then we came up, not we, but Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz et al., they came up with another document called the Project for New American Century that very much spelled out that we need to go control the world, we need to initiate these preemptive wars so we can control the world. They very much took the 1996 document that was written for Israel to secure the realm and very much tailored it to fit the American psyche. And even though with that, it was refused by the first George Bush, the father. President Clinton also refused. So they had to plan on somebody. They had to find somebody. They had to put in place a group of people who will execute the plan. And they did. They put all these people in these positions, with Paul Wolfowitz as the deputy defense secretary, with Richard Pearl on the defense board, with Douglas Feith on the Office of Special Plans that was created basically for the main reason to concoct these lies and sell it to the president and sell it to the American people. George Tenet came out with his book now saying what was happening back then and trying to exonerate himself from the responsibility. But of course it's not. The question is, how did these people become in these positions? That's what we need to find out. Because if we can find out why these people became in these positions, the same group of people who have been in writing about this and talking about this, going after the Middle East, controlling the Middle East, destroying the Middle East for Israel. Because that's exactly what these documents, the Clean Break documents, wanted to basically have Israel become the supreme power in the Middle East. What can we do about it, ladies and gentlemen? What can we do about it besides talking on the radio, besides talking on TVs? And, you know, of course, unfortunately, the mainstream media will not touch these things. If they would touch these things, because it is the same people who put these people in place, they are the same people who are controlling what you see on your TV. If you go back and remember who the people that they, the talking heads, that mainstream media basically brought into your homes to tell you how much we need to go and take Saddam out, you will know that these are the same people who are controlling our politicians. They are the same people with money. So, we are coming to you, ladies and gentlemen, either on, you are hearing us either on a shortwave radio somewhere, or through the internet. That's it. We're not coming to you on AM, FM radios. I wish some of the AM, FM radios in your towns will pick up some of our programs here. That way more and more people will be able to hear our message and hear the truth about what is going on in the country. But we don't have the billions of dollars. We don't have the millions of dollars. We don't even have the hundreds of dollars that it takes. Thank God for the internet, shortwave radios, that not too many people actually have shortwave radios. But you know what? It would be something if we can start a drive to basically ask our friends to buy these shortwave radios so they can listen to RBN. Not too many people still have shortwave radios. These people like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, all these people are owned by people who also own either military, industrial companies, or they have a stake in the politics of the Middle East. RBN is the only or one of the very few, if it's not the only, network out there that is out there trying to get the truth to you without any strings attached to any corporate. See, that's the problem. The problem with our media is everyone. You need millions of dollars to run a radio network. You need billions of dollars to run a TV network. And those people who will be investing and giving you the billions and the millions of dollars, they want to have a say-so in what you put on the air. And unfortunately, the majority, all of them out there, are controlled and strings attached to corporate. And they cannot deviate from the corporate agenda and the agenda of those people who are on the board of directors for these companies. RBN, the only strings that are attached is between you and RBN. That's it. Our strings are attached to you, the listener. Therefore, it is extremely important. It is extremely important for our voice to reach as many people as possible if we are to continue with this truth movement, with this truth media, with freedom of the press, and if we are to continue with free press, we must have your support, and we must have the support of your friends, your relatives. If you just leave change, not dollars, just change, whatever pocket change that you have in your pocket, if you would just leave it sitting somewhere on put it in a jar or something, and once a week, once a month, whatever, we would appreciate any help that you can send to RBN. I'm not an employee of RBN, but RBN needs my help and needs your help. I'm going to put out a phone number now. It's 800-724. This is the phone number to call to RBN's office if you would like to help, and please bring some support to RBN. The number is 800-724-2719. And if you would like to send checks or money orders or anything of the, of such, send it to RBN. The address is 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas. The zip code is 78664. And make the check payable to CSIN. We don't do blitz drives here often, but I'm sure we do it when we really, really need it. Well, not we, RBN. I'm just an independent talking head that likes to tell you about the truth. So the number again is 800-724-2719 if you would like to help. And the address is RBN at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, you can go on the Internet and get all the information you need from Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to go to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I could be doing better.
Well, I tell you, you said something interesting. It's easy to talk among ourselves. That's the easy thing to do, isn't it? What I've been trying to do, you can put 1 week's worth of RBM programming on a 700 meg CD, and you can buy 50 CDs for about $8. If people are into computers, if we would just hand out a CD, 50 CDs a week, $8 a week, and out of those 50 CDs, if five people, and they were encouraged to do the same, or maybe encouraged to tune to RBN while they're sitting at home on the computer, what a difference we could make.
You know what, John? John, let me interrupt you here. What you are suggesting is so great. I'll tell you what. I don't know. Having a feedback big time.
I was having a problem with my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. But I'll tell you what. If people would call RBN and request, you can also download you can go on the RBN website and download CDs from the shows that you think, hey, you know what, my cousin in such and such place needs to hear this. You can download it, and I'm sure, I don't know if we have this, but I'm sure probably can call RBN and request copies of the shows or CDs. And like you said, it costs, you know, a dollar or so. But so what? You are doing something, and instead of we are just talking and talking and nobody's doing anything, if we can find a way to spread the message and spread it quickly, we will have the power of the people is unmatched in history.
It's actually about 20 cents a CD. And like I said, you know, it's easy to talk when it's people that you agree with. But in your average conversation, people... You know, whether or not I agree with you in every aspect is one thing. We can agree that something's going on, and when it comes up in conversation, hand a CD out.
Right.
Give people a little bit of milk. I mean, I've got a bad habit of giving big bites of things that people just don't get. So when you said, what do we do? I've asked myself, you know, it's one thing to have the information, but it does me no good if I don't share it.
So I agree with you, John.
We have to share the information. We've got to let people know that whether, you know, and I've said it on other programs. Some say, well, it's the Jews. Some say it's the Vatican. No. Some say it's the Jesuits.
It's us. Let's not blame it on...
It's actually that we have a common enemy. Whatever face or name you put on it, we have a common enemy. And it doesn't matter what you call it. The enemy is anything that is against our freedom and our liberty and our individual sovereignty, regardless of what nation you're in. Anything other than the truth is a lie.
I agree with you 100%. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, what John is suggesting is a great idea, and I'm sure it's not a new idea, but let's see if we can... Let's see if we can, on this show, start something new. Contact RBN. I don't know if I'm, you know, I'm told, you know, by the caller that, yes, it can be done. It's 20 cents a copy. Get these copies of these shows. I know they are available on the Internet. You can go on RBN website, and as a matter of fact, get these and distribute them to your friends. Talk to your friends about them. But it's definitely we do need to get together to have our own media. It's the people's media, and RBN is the people's media. RBN and the people at RBN, they have took it upon themselves, and they have sacrificed so much to get you the truth, to get the truth into your homes and your computers and your shortwave radios. And with your help, why not RBN becomes a nationwide network where people going down the road, millions of people will be listening to it. Why not? But it can only happen if you get involved and you try to help RBN's effort. Let's go to Chris in Chicago. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. It's a shame you didn't get the editor from Haaretz.
Yeah, I know. I was looking forward to Gideon. I'll tell you what, Chris. I'm hearing the music, so stay with me, and we'll come back with you after the break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
First hour, and of course we still have another hour to go, so we welcome your phone calls. We will be talking about the same issues and trying to come up with not just talk, but actually come up with more actions that you can take in dealing with this issue, and hopefully the people will be able to solve this problem, not the politicians. Chris in Chicago, go ahead.
Many people have pointed out the irony of the fact that Israeli mainstream media is basically the only mainstream media in the world where it's not taboo to criticize Israel. And whenever I want to see what's really going on in Israel, both good and bad, I have to turn to the Israeli media because the U.S. media doesn't report it.
You know, you bring up a great point that our media is protecting the Israeli system and the Likud more than the Israeli media, because if we were able to get Gideon Levy, and you know, it's midnight over there in Jerusalem now. If we were able, I'm going to try, I don't know what happened to him, but as far as, I mean, like a few hours ago, the last communications with him and everything was okay. So I'm going to try to get him again. But again, you know, it's like 12 o'clock midnight over there when we start. But you're bringing up a good point. The media in Israel is more critical of Israel than our media. And the politicians in Israel are more critical of Israel and Israel's policies than our own politicians.
And also the Jews of Israel are more critical of Israel than the Jews of America.
You're right. You are right.
And it's bad for Israel. What's going on in America is not good for the long-term future of Israel, despite the perceived self-interest in what they're doing. It's bad for the whole Middle East. Israel could easily live in peace and the people could live happily with their neighbors if only they would establish borders and set up a reasonable system for the Palestinians.
You know, Chris, we only have a few minutes left in this segment, but if you can stay with us until after the break, we will continue with this, because you're bringing up an excellent point here that very much all Jews who want it to go. You see, Israel is not a democratic state as our politicians try to drill in our heads. It's an apartheid state. It even not just discriminates against the Palestinians who are living in Palestinian territories, but even it discriminates against its own Palestinian citizens, such as Azmi Bshara, who was a member of Knesset, and he resigned last week. But definitely, you know, if Israel would say, okay, this is our borders and we are going to live in peace with these people around us, you have to understand all Arab states have collectively said that we want peace with Israel. It's not the first time. They did it last month in the Arab summit. They did it in 2000 in the Arab summit in Beirut. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, he mentioned that. That's his plan. That's his peace plan. And Israel will always shoot it down. Israel, as long as it has expansionist policies, there will never be peace in the Middle East. What do you think?
I want to ask about Kadima and the future of that.
Yes. Stay with me. Hear the music. So we're coming up into a break. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes. We will continue with this. And hopefully we can come up with some actions so we can take to basically move peace forward. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
A message.